This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania's gubernatorial primary is just a few weeks away on May 20th. With four Democrats left in the running, I've been talking to our beat reporters about what sets these men and women apart from one another on some of the issues we cover. So far, we've touched on crime and natural gas, all archived at newsworks.org. Today, I talk about education with WHYY's Kevin McCrory. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jennifer.
Kevin, polls are showing that education is the most important issue for voters in this election. So the candidates, State Treasurer Rob McCord, Congresswoman Allison Schwartz, former State Environmental Secretary Katie McGinty, and businessman Tom Wolf, they generally agree on education policy. The differences are really in the fine details, aren't they?
Right. So it's probably best to first discuss what they have in common. All four want to ramp up early childhood education programs. They want to institute tougher reforms on the charter school sector. They want a fairer formula for driving out state dollars to schools. All of them say they want to abolish Philadelphia School Reform Commission. And above all, they each aim to restore what they call Governor Tom Corbett's billion-dollar education cut.
Did Governor Corbett really cut $1 billion from the education budget?
Well, Governor Corbett says that the public has been misled on the issue, pointing out that the state's level of education funding has, in fact, never been higher. Corbett says the cuts were a product of the federal stimulus funding that dried up at the end of the Ed Rendell administration. Here's the distinction. Corbett's math counts dollars budgeted for things like the teacher pension system. The Democratic candidates, though, point to the decline of actual dollars spent in classrooms, which, yes, between Rendell's last year and Corbett's first year, dropped by $1 billion.
Okay. All the candidates propose generating revenue for education by taxing Marcellus shale natural gas drilling, but they differ on exactly how much, right?
Right. McCord wants a 10% tax on shale drilling. Allison Schwartz and Tom Wolf call for a 5% drilling tax. Katie McGinty is planning for a 4.5% tax. But McGinty, who aims to reduce class sizes to 25 students, says her drilling plan sets her apart.
I'm the only candidate that would dedicate every penny of it to public education. We have to do that. We can't squander the Republican and Democratic bipartisan support I know we can generate to win those dollars if on Monday it's for education, but Tuesday it's for infrastructure, etc.
Anything else here?
Well, right now, the education funding breakdown in PA is approximately 12% federal, 35% state, and 53% local. Wolf, Schwartz, and McGinty specifically call for the state share to be closer to half, saying that as classroom funding from the state has declined, local property taxes have had to rise to make up for the difference.
Okay. Early childhood education. This is a biggie. What plans are being floated around on this?
As I said, all stress the importance of the pre-K programming. Schwartz has a Keystone Kids pitch that would give every four-year-old access to quality pre-K. McCord specifically earmarks an additional $220 million a year for early childhood learning.
On announcement day, I didn't talk about 20 issues. It was all about education, education, education. Starting with early childhood learning is important. We don't just do full-day kindergarten. We don't just do universal pre-K, but that we have voluntary, high-quality early childhood learning opportunities.
You mentioned charter school reform at the top of our conversation. What are the candidates saying about that?
Well, McCord's plan specifically mentions opposing the legislation that's been circulating in Harrisburg that would allow colleges and universities to authorize new charter schools. He and the other candidates emphasize the need to reinstitute the line item that reimburses school districts for students who move from district schools to charter schools. Tom Wolf calls for a moratorium on new cyber charters, and he says he'd create a new office purely dedicated to providing greater charter oversight. He's the only candidate who's put a dollar figure on the potential savings from existing charter overpayments.
What we have to be against is charter schools that are unaccountable and charter schools that are being funded to the extent of this $300 to $400 million of excess that's leaking out of our public school system.
In a field where there's so much agreement around the core issues, the candidates appear to be emphasizing the differences in their biographies.
Yeah, McGinty's a graduate of St. Hubert's in Northeast Philly. She positions herself as a political outsider from humble roots who knows how to get things done. Schwartz's mother attended Girls High, and Schwartz's own children attended Philly Public Schools. She spent a decade in the PA Senate and another decade in the U.S. House of Representatives. So she's depicting herself as the candidate who has the experience to really come through on her promise. services.
What sets me apart is my experience and leadership and having gotten things done on education. I'm not just saying it, it's not just a policy for me. This is work that I have done. It's part of making sure that kids are healthy, can succeed, and that Pennsylvania has a great future.
McCord received much of his education in the Lower Merion school system. He says living through a period of financial uncertainty in childhood gave him a great appreciation for working Pennsylvanians. He's fond of referring to teachers as hometown heroes, and the state's largest teachers union, PSEA, has endorsed them. Wolf stresses that both his daughters thrived in the second poorest school district in York County, thanks to the help of hardworking teachers and staff.
WHYY's education reporter Kevin McCory, thank you very much.
Can't wait to do it again in the fall, Jennifer.
All right.